This is St. Louis Public Radio. Tomorrow marks the second anniversary of the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, and killings of young black men and police officers have been dominating the news. Recently, local students took part in a program to teach them how to deal with such events and understand how legal and government systems work. St. Louis Public Radio's Dale Singer attended sessions of the program known as You Lead.
In the face of tragic news about violent crime and clashes with police, the You Lead course was designed to help explain what is going on and how to handle it. The course's legal and real-life lessons won't be found in most classrooms, but those lessons can never come too early for students who may feel they don't get a fair shake from those who are in charge.
We lose our young people by fifth grade, and in some communities we lose them by fourth grade, especially African-American males.
That's Wendell Covington, who heads the Matthews Dickey Boys and Girls Club, where the sessions were held. He says the course helped the students learn a new language.
They are very astute at the justice issues that are pervasive in their communities. They just don't necessarily have the verbiage or the ability to articulate why they feel a certain way.
Covington worked with three graduate students at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, to develop the You Lead program. Grad student Aaron Willis says they wanted to take a more active approach.
We didn't want to just sit around and complain. We figured that we need to go ahead and put some skin in the game.
The 18 students in the program from ages 12 to 16 heard from political officials, police, and more. They went on ride-alongs in police cars and had spirited discussions about what happens in the news and in their neighborhoods. For 13-year-old Summer Williams, the lessons showed how she may have to change if she wants to stay safe. Instead of talking back to police, she now knows a better way to respond.
Before that, if I got stopped by police, I was going to run my mouth and kind of tell them off because that's kind of how the person I am. But after hearing about that, and then now I know that I'm supposed to keep quiet and not say a thing, but only speak when spoken to.
And 13-year-old Isaiah Rivers has learned a textbook, constructive way to bring about change.
We could go to our elected officials. We could talk to them about our concerns, and hopefully they'll listen to us. Or if they don't, then, you know, we could take them out of office or something like that.
No one could have known that as the class began last month, the deaths of Philando Castile and Alton Sterling, plus the killings of police officers in Dallas and Baton Rouge, would provide real-time, real news lesson plans. Grad student Mario Charles speaks of a feeling of deja vu.
Here we go again. Police are going to get off again. It's going to be another travesty, another injustice again. And so in terms of dealing with that, we actually created a mechanism where not only where we had conversations, but also in terms of how we could actually challenge our assumptions.
And three words that have been in the news a lot played a big part in the You Lead discussions. Black Lives Matter. Grad student Willis says students came away with this take on it.
When people say God bless America, nobody says and nobody else, or nobody else should be blessed. So that's the equivalent of what Black Lives Matter, just saying that, hey, black lives are important. Not saying more than or less than or only.
When it comes to persuasive arguments, Willis says the teens are natural debaters and quick learners.
We did a debate Friday. Monday morning, the students came in. Mr. Willis, we would love to do a debate again today. Because now, not only are they saying how they feel about something, but now they're able to back it up with facts and information.
For Covington, You Lead has taught the students a way to handle tough times a whole lot better than before.
A language, a vernacular, a skill set to be able to articulate why many young people in the city of St. Louis and East St. Louis feel like they won't live beyond the age of 22.
The UMSL students hope to refine the program and offer it again next year. I'm Dale Singer, St. Louis Public Radio.